Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Tonight, yes, this is another day that the Lord has made. It is now, believe it or not, Thursday, August the 31st, the last day of the year of the month of August, August 31st, 2017. Yes, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, every Thursday night and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, I have two special guests on tonight, and my special guest that's going to be bringing the Word of God on tonight is none other than Prophet Ray Flores from Glendale, Arizona. He will be bringing the Word, and he is a member of a Prevalon Praise Ministry, where Quentin Coulter is his pastor. Again, he will be bringing the Word on tonight. I'm asking all listeners, as we always do, please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he brings God's word and deliver God's word on tonight, because we don't want you to take it lightly, or we don't want you to think that we're making up things. We want you to be able to read it for yourself so that you will know what God is saying to his people on tonight. So as we always do, we always open up in prayer. I'm asking all listeners at this time, if you would please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we come to say thank you for another day that you have made. Thank you for who you are. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. Heavenly Father, we thank you for his death, burial, and his rising from the dead, just like he said he would. And he's now sitting at your right hand making intercession for the saints of God on tonight. And for this, we are so grateful. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. We know that we are not worthy of it. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that may be tuning in on tonight, whether by phone or way of the internet, that do not know your Son, Jesus Christ, who do not have a personal relationship with him on tonight. It is our prayer and desire, Heavenly Father, that something will be said or done, especially through your word on tonight, that will convict their hearts and they will be able to surrender and open their own mouth individually and can ask Jesus Christ, your Son, to come into their hearts and so that they can be saved in his name. And once they're saved in his name, they will come to know their God purpose. And after knowing their God purpose, they will walk in it, they will live in it, and they will fulfill their God purpose in the earth is our prayer in Jesus' name. And not only for those that are spiritually blind, Heavenly Father, on tonight, we ask that you would move by your Spirit, Heavenly Father, through your word on tonight, that even those that have gone astray and are out of fellowship with you on tonight, that something would be said on tonight through your word that would draw them back to you. And also that those that are saved in your name, Jesus Christ, that are being doers of your word without hidden motives or agendas all around the world, Heavenly Father, that your word on tonight would be able to give them strength and they would be built up and edified through your word on tonight. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, and lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can, because we know that you are the chief physician. We know that you are our healer. Your word lets us know that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed in his name. So we're standing on that promise, Heavenly Father, right now, that those that are sick and afflicted, touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. Heavenly Father, we come with a special prayer request for all those that are affected by Hurricane Harvey. We know, Heavenly Father, that you allow certain things to happen to get our attention. And I'm not a judge, but I do believe that through this hurricane, you is trying to get our attention because so many have walked away from you and so many are still spiritually blind. And they act just like your Son, Jesus Christ, have not died and has not risen. And just like they think that he's not going to come back again. But sometimes you have to send us warnings and send us words to draw us back to you. So through this hurricane situation, we pray that even souls will be saved through this, Heavenly Father, that backsliders will come back to the fold, even those that are in the body of Christ, that they will be built up and strengthened and edified through this hurricane experience. Heavenly Father, give them what they need. Touch the hearts and the minds of people all around the world, Heavenly Father, that are able to assist them, whether it's financially or even if they're able to make it down and be a support to those people, your children. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would touch hearts and minds, that they would show love and compassion, because that's what your Son, Jesus Christ, is all about. And for those of us that are being doers of your word, we are our brothers and sisters' keepers, so we are to watch over one another. So we pray and ask that you would continue to strengthen them, and not only those people, but all those that are going through even the loss of loved ones all over the land. Heavenly Father, let them realize and know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So let them feel your presence. Let them feel your love, even in the hour of bereavement, and that they would still be able to give your name praise, glory, and honor. It's our prayer, Heavenly Father. Move by your Spirit through this Blog Talk Radio show, through your man of God, Prophet Ray Flores, Heavenly Father, that's going to be bringing your word on tonight. We pray, Lord, that you would just move by your Spirit, have your way in him, Heavenly Father, because you know who's listening and what they need on tonight. So we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. And just have your way is our prayer in Jesus' name, and all the people of God said amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying tonight, and this is for all of us, including myself. I'm not exempt either. God hates sin. Why? Because he loves us. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. God hates sin. Why? Because he loves us. So right now, I'm still waiting. I had a special guest that was supposed to be coming forth to bring in a form of a musical selection, and I'm still waiting on him to dial in. I see that he has not come forth yet, but we are not going to stop because God's word is going to go forth. So we know that the enemy still comes to kill, steal, and destroy and try to block what God is doing through his vessels. But we know that even though that my guest has not come on now to bring forth the a song as in a musical selection for us on tonight, And so we're just going to continue to move on and just let the Lord have his way, because we know that it's not about the guests, it's not about me, but it's about the word of God. It's about God's word getting out. And he's told us that we are to go into the hedges and highways and spread the good news of Jesus, compel men, women, boys, and girls for such a time as this to get to know Jesus Christ and receive him in their hearts and be saved in his name, because he is the only way that any of us can be saved. So we thank you for Jesus on tonight, Heavenly Father. So right now, instead of my guest that was supposed to be coming forth, and now he's not come on the line, again, we're going to continue to move forward. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels, and once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Also, I'm asking all listeners, all those of you that have Facebook, I'm asking you if you would please go on your Facebook page to go to my blog talk show. What you would need to do if you have Facebook, I need you, and it's very urgent that you do this, I need you to support me and go simply to Facebook and create an account. And once you get there, please click on follow on your Facebook page. That would be such a blessing to me, because God is doing mighty things through this Blog Talk Radio show, and he want to elevate it even more. And so I just thank God for what he's doing, and I don't take this lightly or for granted, because this is the Lord's doing, and that he's going to be glorified through it. So I just thank him that I'm just one of the vessels that he's using, and I thank God for every guest that comes forth and spreads the word of God on this broadcast. So right now, instead of my musical special guest that was supposed to come forth and bring some musical selection, I don't know what happened. But again, instead, since he's not here, I am not even going to go in my other room and get on the organ. Right now, I'm just going to do a musical selection. And after this musical selection, matter of fact, before I'm doing the musical selection, Prophet Flores, if you could, before we do the musical selection, and that way we won't hinder the word. But before you, before I do the musical selection, if you could please share with the worldwide listeners on tonight, could you please share with us a short testimony before we go forward with the musical music break?
Sure. I'm Prophet Ray Flores. Go to the Pavilion of Praise Ministries here in Phoenix, Arizona, where my pastor is, Pastor Quentin Coulter. I'm giving honor to him and giving honor to you as well for having me on the show. I've been in ministry now for 23 years, started ministering at 16 years old out in Carpinteria, California, which is right outside of Ventura, California, which is right outside Los Angeles, California, which, just in case people don't know where that's at. But I've been in ministry for 23 years, and I've seen a lot, experienced a lot. But in my life, I can say that it hasn't always been easy. I've experienced ups, downs, ins, outs with family issues, friends issue, leadership issues. But through it all, God has been yet faithful to me and to bring me out and bring me thus far. And so with all that being said, I went to the doctors. I can tell you this. I've been to the doctors about 5 years ago. They diagnosed me with osteoarthritis, and they told me eventually I would have to end up in a wheelchair, actually from a cane to a walker to a wheelchair. I said, devil, you a liar. And I'm yet still.
Praise the Lord. We, you know what? That's the enemy. But we thank God that we was able to get you back on the line, Prophet Flores. I see that we were interrupted, but you're back on the line. So if you don't mind, if you could conclude with your testimony.
But I'm just thankful to God for being here. And thank God for the years of ministry that he has blessed me with. But again, I thank God for you and what God is doing in your life and through this radio. And I'm praying that God really bless it. And I just thank God for healing. I thank God for deliverance. I thank God for all that he's doing in my life personally and as far as he's brought me. It's been a journey. Life is a journey. Ministry is a journey. And you have to be able to take the good with the bad with it. And the cards that you dealt, you can't choose them, but you just learn how to play them. And so I've learned to play the cards according to as they come. And I thank God for the experience of salvation. I thank God for the walk that God has placed before me. And again, starting at 16 years old, preaching the gospel to now 39 years old, you know, growth and maturity. Through my circumstances and issues and experiences, I've been able to really experience who God is. That's why I tell people, don't fight what God is doing in your life, because he's about to reveal some things about himself to you through your experience and trials. But anyways, I am just glad to be here.
Amen. What a powerful testimony. And see, that's why I'll always ask for my guests, especially first-time guests that be on the show, I always ask my guests, to please share a testimony, because your testimonies are powerful. God said he would share his glory with me. Someone needs to hear your testimony from the world. They can stand on their faith knowing that if he did it for you, he healed you, and he's still using you to fulfill your God purpose.
Right.
He's the same God. He's still able to do the same thing for them because he has no respect for persons. So I thank God for you, Prophet Flores, for sharing that awesome, powerful testimony. Before we do this music break, I got so excited about the program tonight. But see, that's how the enemy works. I see that my musical guest still has not come on board. But again, we're just gonna. Well, I had got so excited I forgot to make my two announcements that I need to make before he brings forth the word on tonight. And my first announcement is that I am so grateful that God has once again blessed my younger sister, Danetta Burney, as those of that have been following the ends of the bridge was supposed to take place the day before and then on this day. But God knows what's best. So it wasn't meant for her to have it at the venue where she originally was going to have it at. So he blessed her to have it at a larger location, and everything has fallen into place. So now she have a new date. The new date for the gospel stage play that the Lord has blessed my younger sister, Danetta Burney, to write. Again, the name of the play is titled Opposite Ends of the Bridge. And some of the cast members include evangelist, singing author Peggy James, Pastor Ron Todd, and musical artist Gerard Brooks, brother minister Gerard Brooks. They are part of this cast. And so this will be taking place on Saturday, November the 11th. I'm putting it out now so that you all can start spreading the word, because we want God to be glorified through this play. And it's going to bring families and ministries and communities back together. And so the church is located 2844 M. Knox is the pastor. Again, I'm going to listen. Please be sure to attend the upcoming gospel stage play titled Opposite Ends of the Bridge. And my youngest sister is the author, is a playwright for this play. I thank God for what he's doing through her. And also, I'm asking our listeners, if you'll please tune in every fourth Saturday night. God has blessed me with through this platform to now have other hosts up under my direction, so I count it a privilege. I don't take it lightly. Now I have two other radio hosts, a third one getting ready to come on board up under my direction. Every fourth Saturday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m., Prophetess Vidira Hayward, and the title of her radio show is Releasing the Sound. She comes on again every fourth Saturday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Then every first and every third Thursday night, we have Theologically Speaking with Pastor Jose Dorsey every first and third Thursday night. Theologically Speaking is the title of his radio show, and he is the host, Pastor Jose Dorsey, again from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Well, I do want the listeners to know that for those of you that may be new, for the first time. Every second and every third Thursday and Saturday, we have Deacon Marvin Cox from Detroit, Michigan. For those of you that do not know, he suffers with muscular dystrophy. He used to be able to get out and physically make it to the house of God and worship God with the saints, among the saints. But now he's not able to do that anymore. All he can do is crawl around on the floor. His body is so limp and limp from the circumstances he's dealing with in his body, the issues. But we know that God is still a healer. But God is still using this man of God to bring forth the word of God. So, again, he comes forth every second Thursday and every second Saturday, and he always brings forth powerful poems before he brings the word. The Lord has anointed him to bring powerful poems, so I allowed him to share some of his poems with the listeners, and they're being blessed by the poems, and then he brings the word. So you do not have an excuse, just like Prophet Flores was just saying, the different ailments and conditions in his body. That has not stopped him from doing God's work and fulfilling his God purpose. And just like myself, I suffer with seizures, and all the nerves in my left arm are damaged from the seizures, but I can still play the organ. I still sing in the choir at my church. I still write books. I'm still doing this radio, so I'm not bragging, but I'm giving God glory. I'm just sharing my testimony, part of it. I have so much to thank God for. And so Deacon Marvin Cox comes forward. So if we who are sick in our bodies have we're not using excuses, and we said we want to be doers of God's word, and so God is going to hold us accountable when we say that we want to work for the Lord. So he is still using his vessels, even though we have ailments in our bodies, we're still claiming healing in the name of Jesus in all of our bodies. So tune in every second Saturday and every second Thursday night and listen to Deacon Marvin Cox as he share poems, and then he deliver God's word. So don't use your illness as an excuse not to fulfill your God purpose. That's what the bottom line is. That's what I'm saying to the listeners. Whatever your condition is, God still can use you. So don't come up with excuses or purposes as to why you can't fulfill your God purpose when you know that you are trusting and leaning upon God. So right now, I am going to do a few minutes of total praise, and then we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Prophet Ray Flores. Again, he is from Glendale, Arizona. He is a member of Provolone of Praise Ministry, where his pastor is Quentin Coulter. So he's going to be bringing the word. I do pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's word on tonight. So enjoy this music break, and we're going to come back and yield the mic to Prophet Flores. The Lord on tonight. God, see how the enemy tried to interfere with what you're trying to do for the Lord, but he is a liar and a deceiver. God is still going to be glorified on tonight. I had promised you all I was going to play total praise, but my hand clicked on pray for me, and I think it was meant for a reason. For we are living in such a time, and the word of God already told us and warned us, so we should not be surprised about what we're seeing and what we're hearing about what's going around in the world. With our president and North Korean president and the Russian president and all these others trying to do their own thing and not having God as the head of their life so they can lead God's people the way that he wants them to. So I think that was in divine order that the Lord was able to move my fingers instead of playing total praise Pray for me. That was the organ selection that was just played for you all. Pray for me. That's what we need. We need all saints of God to be on one accord, standing in agreement and standing on God's word. And again, I say that God is showing us things. He's sending us signs and wonders through the hurricanes and all the different things that's going on in the world. But don't be fretful. Don't doubt God, because know that he cannot lie. He cannot fail. He cannot change. He is a God of his word. He's a promise keeper. So he said that he will be with us. And so no matter what it looks like, know that God is in control. So right now, I am so excited to bring Prophet Ray Flores. He is bringing to deliver God's word. Ray Flores, the mic is yours at this time.
Wow. I think that, again, this nation truly needs prayer to uplift the President of the United States, and even because the Bible commands us to pray for our leaders in government and also in the house of God. I believe that instead of us talking so much negative, even though we can see some stuff that is happening, I believe that as a citizen of this country, it is my duty to pray for my leaders. So, getting to what God has given me, I was on the phone with an individual, and we were talking about the state of the church. And it was an apostle friend of mine, and, you know, we were talking about leadership and, you know, where do we see the church? What is the main issue that we see in the church? I think for years that we have we have spent so much time trying to eradicate sin from the church. And we've spent years trying to make people do right. And we can go into what we call the holiness churches and the Pentecostal churches that, you know, we're constantly hearing, live right, do right, but we deal with it on a very surface perspective, which means we want people to dress a certain way, act a certain way, talk a certain way, and that defines holiness. But when you really look at the word holiness, it means to be without lack. It means to be complete in God, and it also has to deal with the heart. One of the things that I was telling my friend is that the fact that we only deal with surface, which is sin. Sin is a symptom, but it's not the root. The root of the matter is our, what we put in our spirit. Let's just say I've dealt with a lot of things since I was a child. My environment, my upbringing, deposited some things within my spirit. And it started as a seed. The Bible says that I was born and shaped in iniquity. I was already born, and I was already set up in the sense to fail and needing God. So I needed the Lord to really do some things in my life. But for me to be able to allow him to, I had to allow him in my heart. This is where we get, we need to give our heart to the Lord. We need to receive Christ as, you know, in salvation and accept him as our personal Savior. But that's the first part of it. The second part about it is that we have to really yield ourselves and give ourselves to God, for he can do the process within us to clean us up. So we can see surface. We see people's actions, people's deeds, that surface, but we don't know the why or how come somebody does what they do. What is the reason behind it? Because to everything that we do, there's a root. There's a seed that was planted that grew and it festered, and then it you know, became manifested in the actions and deeds and the way we talk. But the fact of the matter is God wants to get to the very root issue in our lives. The Bible says, if we look at David was a man after God's own heart, but also he was a man that committed adultery and committed murder. But he said something in Psalm 51. He said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. To be clean is to allow the word of God to go into the very secret places that we hide our issues, and to allow God to really purify us. And it takes a process. Some people don't want to go through the process of cleaning up, because to go through the process means that I have to literally deal or face my issue. What is it that is causing the pain in my life? What is it that is causing or triggering me to respond or to do things that I know that are contrary to the Word of God? I believe that once we yield ourselves to the Spirit of God, God will begin to reveal, because anytime that you get close to the glory of God or the power of God, everything that is not like God begins to come to the surface. And sometimes we don't want to get too close to God, because then he'll start revealing what it is about your life that needs to become clean. So we, as long as we go to church, and as long as we attend a Bible study, and as long as, we sing in the choir, we, hold an offering plate, we feel that we've done justice. But when the thing about it is with relationship with Christ, when you accept Christ as your personal Savior, you have accepted the sense of responsibility to walk with him. You cannot accept Christ and not walk with him and then say you have a relationship with him, because relationship denotes that you spend time with him, you talk with him, you walk with him, you get in his word, but we don't ever do that. What we do is we become lazy and depend on our pastor, depend on the prophets, depend on the apostles to get us to that place in God. But we have to really, I was telling my friend that we have to really slow down and allow God to do the work within us. Again, sin is a symptom, but there are some things that are deep-rooted. It can be from generational curses. It can be a whole lot of things that have been passed down. So what we see is the action. There's something that was within us that caused us to act or react that certain way. So it's getting down to the root of the matter. And the heart, if we look at the heart, the definition of the heart is the innermost part of your being. It is your will, your desires, your passions. Everything about you is all contained in the word heart. So when God wants your heart, that means that he wants your will, your desires, your passions, your feelings, the innermost part of your character. Everything about you is contained in what we call the heart. Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Guard your desires, guard your passions, guard all of that. Because why? Because if not, the enemy comes in and begins to corrupt your passions, corrupt your desires, corrupt your feelings, and all of a sudden you begin to react in ways that you shouldn't react because you didn't guard the very thing that is your whole being. It is who you are. And so when God wants your heart, he wants you, your everything. With my whole heart, I will praise you, O God. It's with everything that is within me. So we have to really understand and the nature of our relationship with God starts with the heart. When I give God my heart, what I'm saying is I'm giving up of myself, God, and I am making room for everything that is like you to be a part of me. And that's some of us, it's kind of hard because we get so used to being in control, and we don't like to relinquish control over our own lives because we want to be the ones that destined our lives, or we want to be the one that makes the decisions for our lives. But when you walk with the Lord, it's in him that I live and I move and I have my being. It's in him. And we have to understand that we have to really rely on the Lord, that we know that his best interest for us is to take us to the divine place that he has for us, but he can't take us there until we relinquish the right to our heart, to our will, to our passions, to our desires, everything. It's the book of Proverbs 23:26 says, my son, give me your heart and let your eyes delight in my ways. What he's saying is give me your will, give me your passion, give me your desires, give me everything that you hold so dearly. Let me lead you and guide you. And again, there are different compartments of our heart. We guard our feelings, our passion, our desires. And those are formed by our decisions that we make. Those are formed. If we want to do our own will, see, when we get saved, our spirit man gets saved. Our soulish realm still has to be transformed And so we still have a mentality of the world, even though our spirit is saved. And so our mind has to be transformed through the word of God, but we still have that battle between, we call it good and evil, or between Satan and God trying to rule our lives. And so though our spirit is saved, we're still trying to get our mind to think like God. We're still trying to get our mouth to talk like God. And so for that to happen, we have to come into a surrenderance or a yielding of ourselves to say, God, you know what's best for me. You know what's best for me. And so when we look at the word create, going back to Psalm 51 and 10, it said, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. The word create is to cause to come into being as something unique that would not naturally evolve. So there is, when we look at the word create, it says creating a pure heart, which that means is God has to come in and do something that we can't do ourselves. He has to do that. And how does he do that? By us yielding to the word of God and allowing the word of God, which is God himself, to be processed within us to create and to, how can we say, reboot our heart to think like God and feel like God and walk like God. And it says in something that is naturally evolved or that is made by an ordinary process. So there are things that are out of our control, and there are things that we can't change that we need God to change within us. And so as I was talking to my friend, I said, you know, we spend a lot of time on people's clothes and how they look on the outward, but the Bible says that man looks on the outward, but God looks at the heart. He said, men honor me with their lips, and they do praise me. But the Bible says that, but your heart is far from me. I know what you're saying, but what you're saying is not matching what you're feeling. What you're saying is not matching what you're desiring. What you're saying to me is not matching what's in your heart. Your heart is far from me. And so what we're trying to do is get our heart and our spirit to match. And that takes a process of going through and really allowing God to process us through all our hurts, disappointments, setbacks, everything that we have been through, and allowing God to heal those parts of our heart and to really allow God to into those parts, because we don't want to. We want to be in control. We want to say what we want to do, and that's it. But at the end of the day, we have to yield ourselves unto the Lord. Isaiah 29 and 13 says this, the Lord said, because the nations approaches me only with their words and honor me only with their lip service, but they remove their hearts far from me. The reverence for me is a tradition that is learned by rot without any regard for its meaning, which means I love God. Or people say, I just love the Lord, and the Lord knows my heart. So your lips, God, I praise you. God, I magnify you. God, I lift you up. Yeah, your lips are saying that, but your actions are saying something different. And that's the thing that we have mastered hypocrisy, which means I'm doing one thing on the outward in the sense of going to church and the motions and the routine, but my lifestyle has not matched up with what I'm doing. We say we're preaching one thing and doing another. We're singing one thing and doing another. We're worshiping in church, but we're acting like the devil outside of church. So it's an outward thing that we're trying to get God to approve. But God is saying, I know what you're saying and I see what you're doing, but your heart is saying something different. You still want to hold on to lust. You still want to hold on to fornication. You still want to hold on to all the things of the world and still try to serve me. And that doesn't work that way. You have to, we gave up our life to Christ. Now it's no longer my life, but it's his. And so we have to understand that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so, again, my life don't belong to me. I was bought with a price, and now he owns it. But we are the stewards of our life in the sense of we got to make sure that we're reading the word. We got to make sure that we're in prayer. We got to make sure we're fasting to kill this flesh. We got to make sure that we check ourselves every single time that we know that we're doing something that we shouldn't be doing. We have to come and live a life of repentance. We got to live a life of forgiving. We got to, and that's one of the hardest things for many church people to do, and I can include myself in it. For a time, it was very hard for me to forgive. And because of the fact that I've been hurt, my father walked out of my life four years ago, decided that he did not want to have anything to do with me. And so I built up a wall, and that wall was, I'm not going to let you in that close to my life because I refuse to be hurt again. I refuse to go through the pain of allowing you in and then you rejecting me. So when I built up that wall, it affected everything about my life, my relationship with my pastors, my relationship with the leaders, my overseer, my friends, my family, people who genuinely wanted to love me. They couldn't because I had a wall up. And that wall caused me to become bitter. And from bitterness, I became angry. And from anger, it came across over the pulpit, and it was not a good sight. And God is saying, you're speaking in tongues, you're worshiping me, you're coming to church, but your heart ain't right. Your heart ain't really in it. You're doing it because you think that that's what I want you to do, which is true in a sense. But God wants your whole heart, your whole being, your whole desire. He wants to heal the passions, the desires that have been ruined because of experiences. Or have been wounded because of experiences. And some of us in the church are trying to get to God, but we can't get to God because we're told you're not dressed a certain way, you're not acting a certain way, you're not looking a certain way. The church has been so caught up with image and not relationship. And so I've made it my mission that even in my conferences, I have made it my mission to really – you know, somebody asked me, is it okay if we wear jeans or is it okay if we do this? And I said, you know what, you come as you are and allow God to do whatever he has to do within your life because the heart is what matters. But going back to my story, there was a moment that I had to stop and I had to realize that I had to forgive because if I didn't forgive, it would ruin everything about my life, my ministry, my friendships, my relationships, everything suffered because I refused to forgive. I refused to let go. I refused to allow God into that part of my life, though I let him in other parts of my life. See, there's some things that are so easy for us to give up. Some of us can give up cussing. Some of us can give up drinking. Some of us can, and it'd be not a problem. But then there's other things that are very hard for us to give up because it becomes we have an emotional attachment to it, especially when it comes to hurt from family or hurt from church or people that you trust. And so our heart becomes shut down, and it becomes a heart of stone. And God has not, it doesn't have access to that because we shut it down from even God himself. So it's okay. I was in my anniversary, and I know I'm jumping because I'm trying to hurry and get my timing, but I was at my anniversary. And the first night my overseer preached, and at the end of the service, he's began to speak into my life, and it all has to deal with the heart, and I was trying not to cry because I didn't want people to see me in a weak, vulnerable state. And so he began to speak, and he said, you have been through so much in your life that it has literally weighed you down. And as he began to speak, I began to open, and God had begun to really start to prick at my heart. And as he began to speak and prophesy, it began to prick even harder. And then all of a sudden, I said, God, I surrender in my spirit. And I began to cry. And I cried like I was 5 years old, like a baby. And God began, I began to open up to God that night. And I said, God, whatever it is that is in my heart, heal it, deliver me, because I don't want to feel this way. And, you know, truthfully, we have become so accustomed to laying hands on people and anointing them with oil and driving the devil out and trying to cast the devil out of people. when 90% of the time is not a demon, it's just they're hurt. They're hurt, they're wounded, and they need someone to come and heal. And so I've sat with people, I've talked with people, I've counseled with people, I've got into their heart, and they have allowed me to be able to be that listening ear and that somewhat of a physician, because God is the great physician, but he has put us here as healers and deliverers, because we are his hands extended, his mouth extended here on the earth. And so my mission was not to judge you, but to help you. Let me get you to the place that you need to be in God. And for me to do that, you have to open up, but I have to have a level of trust and comfortability with the individual, which means I have to open up and allow them to see my vulnerability, my issues that I've been through. One of the biggest things that are turnoff to me is a leader that tries to act like they've been perfect all their life. A leader that tries to act like they have never done nothing or doing something, or because we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Somebody needs to know that if you can make it, I can make it. But they won't know that you can make it. They don't know you've made it because you won't tell it. And so I've learned just to be able to be transparent with the people of God and to show them my heart. And sometimes it's not easy, because when you have to share things about your life that God says, I need you to share this, and it is something that is deep, dark, that you just want to forget, and God says, I need you to share it because there's somebody that's going through it. I've learned not to be popular, but to be able to be anointed and allow God to use me as that vessel. So when I said yes to God, it was yes to everything. So when he says, I need you to share this, I'll share it. I'll share my testimony with people, my true testimony, everything about my life, because I know that they need to hear that God is a healer, God is a deliverer, God is a savior. And if he can bring me out, then he can bring you out. And so the heart is something that God really is in this hour looking for. He's not so much looking for how great you sing, how great you preach. He's not looking for how great you usher or how many churches you have. Or you a bishop or an apostle, he's looking for your heart. Because at the end of the day, when you get before God, it is your heart that he will judge. Everything that you did, which is driven by your passions, what is driven by your desires, what is driven by your character, everything about you is in the heart. So your heart will be judged. So that's why it's so important to get before God and allow him to heal your heart. Because your heart, watch this, is a gateway. And if you don't guard it and you don't deal with your issues and you don't deal with your problems, what happens is you have now given access to the enemy to your life. The Bible says that you can be angry, but sin not, lest you give room to the devil. There are some things that we do in life, and it's a heart thing, a heart issue, that we have given place to him. We have given him permission to come in. He didn't just force himself in. We gave him permission because we refuse to deal with our issues, which come from the heart. We refuse to allow God to come in and to really heal and mend the broken places in our life. And so what happens is that we say broken people or hurt people hurt people. And I see a lot of ministers who preach the gospel from a perspective of hurt, and they're so hard, and they're so bashing, and they're so just, there's no compassion, there's no mercy, there's no grace, there's no, and I feel that, you know, the church will hoorah behind that because they'll be like, yeah, tell it, tell it, tell it. But the fact of the matter is that there's some people out there that they know they are sinners. They know that they're going through. They know that they're not in the right place with God. They don't need to be bashed about it. They need to be helped. And so if we, the church, can get away from, I call it judgment, even though people say, you know, we have to do a righteous judgment, which is true. But we also have to do it with meekness and humility and understanding that where God has brought us from, how much grace and mercy he had on us, we in turn have to show that. But we still have to preach right and wrong. But it's in how you say it. Not what you say is how you say it. So there's a lot of people I know I was turned off for years from certain preachers because I said, you know, all they do is tell me how wrong I am. I already know that. I already know how wrong I am. Can you please help me? Give me a plan. Help me to come out of what I'm in. I know that if I don't change, I'm going to go to hell. I know that if I don't do right, this is going to affect my whole life. But can you help me through it? We can identify stuff all day long, but can you help people through the process? That's my journey, is to help people deal with the issues of the heart. I know I said a whole lot. But the fact of the matter is that we have to, as men and women of God, is stop saying, you wrong, you wrong, you wrong, you wrong, and say, you know what, I know you wrong, but I'm going to help you. What is it that I can do? What is it that has happened in your life? What is it that I can walk you through? How can I help you? Because at the bottom line, we are servants, which means we are to provide a service to the people of God and to people in general, which means healing, deliverance, whatever it is. That's our duty. Our duty is just not to get behind a pulpit and sound wonderful. Our duty is to be that service or that help to the people. And I know there's several people that I have helped walk through deliverance. One person in particular was dealing with the spirit of homosexuality. And he said, now, Prophet, now I know this is what I'm dealing with. And, you know, you're a Christian. And he was a Christian as well. He was just stuck. And he said, now I know you probably shouldn't talk to me and, you know, and hang out with me. I said, let me say this to you. No one dictates to me who I can help and who I cannot help. It took some years, but I walked with this brother through deliverance, through healing, through the process of listening, through all the things that he went through as a child, through a teenager, through an adult. And now, 14 years later, this man of God has been over the world, preaching the gospel, has a wife, has two children, loves God with all his heart. And one day he called me and he said, thank you for taking the time out to walk me through the process. That's our job. Our job is just not to be a judge in the earth, but to be that help to the people who are stuck and need someone to help pull them out the pit. Not too many people can do that because they're still in it themselves. That's why I tell people, whatever you're dealing with, don't be trying to preach on that because you ain't overcome it yet. Overcome it, then preach on it because experience brings power and authority. So stick in your lane, but help somebody with the things that you've overcome, whether it's lying, whether it's lust, whether it's fornication, whether it's stealing, whether it's being a thief, whatever it is. When you've overcome it, find somebody. That's the whole purpose for deliverance. It's not for just myself, but it's to help someone else along the way to bring them out. So God is not so much concerned with your lip service, but with your heart. He knows what you're saying, but he knows what you're feeling as well. And he knows that there are some things in your life that needs to be fixed, needs to be healed, needs to be mended. And he has servants in the earth like myself that will sit and talk. I talk to people all the time. I take the time out to be able to minister to them and to be able to listen and to be able to walk with them through the process. Now, I know we got like 7 minutes, so I don't know what else you want to do beforehand.
Okay, if you want to go ahead and wrap that up, so we got about 2 or 3 minutes in there. If you want to, what you need to do, as a matter of fact, I'll tell you what we will do, because you are bringing such a powerful word on tonight, and someone else needs to hear what you're saying, and I know that people are being blessed by this word because it's a much-needed word for such a time as this that we're living in. I think we need to do like a part two of this message, if you don't mind, when the Lord says so.
Yes, sir.
We will come back on again, and we can pick up what you are leaving off now. So we're going to spirit strike. In other words, we're going to stick in right there. So I'm going to get back with you and we're going to reschedule you so you can do like a part two of this, because this is a powerful word, and a lot of people are not teaching and preaching this today, and that's a turnoff. Like you said, God is not pleased, and as I was saying in my prayer, some people got it twisted, and they don't think that we are our brother's keeper. If you say that you are a follower of Jesus Christ, and you said you want to be a doer of God's word, that is a part of it. God said, "Your poor you will have with you always." And so we are our brother's keepers. So God,
amen,
is, like you said, God is looking at what you, not only what you're saying, but what are you doing?
Right. But you know, Richard, the fact of the matter is,
talking a lot and not saying nothing.
Right. Let me say this.
And what I'm saying, you can be talking a lot and not really saying nothing. So the bottom line is, God knows every one of our hearts. He's searching our hearts. And yes, we have a lot of people that can do a lot of fast shenanigan talking, but God is going to search every one of our hearts. He's not like man. And like you said in the word, man can only see the outside, but God searches the heart. He knows who is for real and who's not, who's playing the games. So you're going to either be lukewarm or he said, no, he said, you're going to be hot or cold. If you're going to be lukewarm, he's going to spew you out of his mouth. So we don't want that.
Right.
We're going to be doers of his word at all. So, Prophet Flores, on tonight, I thank God for you. I thank God for what he's doing in your life. And for you, the best is yet to come. You continue to be faithful.
Amen.
Continue to be continue to show that love and compassion. And that's what we all supposed to be doing. If we say we love Jesus and we are followers of Jesus Christ, that's a part of it. We are to be showing love and compassion, not just talking about it, but we are to be looking for people that we can help and be a blessing to. And like you said, that we can share our testimonies with, that would give God glory and that can help deliver somebody and get someone saved. That's what it's all about. And so that's why I always ask my guest that comes on for the first time, that's why I always ask them to share your testimony. Somebody is going to be blessed by hearing your testimony.
Right.
And so I thank God for you on tonight.
Right.
You continue to be the man that God has anointed and planted for you to be for such a time as this, and you continue to fulfill your God purpose. And as long as you're faithful to God and doing what he called you to do, you haven't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come for you. So right now, I'm going to ask, we have about 2 minutes left. I'm going to give you a chance to get an opportunity to give out your information, just in case if there's someone that's listening that might want you to come speak at their church or whatever. How can people get in touch with you? And then also you can give your shout-outs.
They can reach me on Facebook. Just type in Ray A. Flores, Ray Anthony Flores. You'll find one of my Facebook pages. You can reach me. I can rayflores.org. It's a website that it's almost completed and up and running. So it's rayflores.org. I want to give a shout-out to my pastor, Pastor Quentin Coulter from Pavilion of Praise Ministries, to my mom, Sylvia Razzo. I love her. But also I just want to thank you, man of God, for allowing me to come on here and to be able to minister tonight. You know, I give a shout-out to you because what you're doing, it goes beyond the church walls and it can go worldwide. And so that's a blessing in itself. And I speak a blessing over your ministry and over your radio ministry, that it continue to grow and blossom, that others will come and get a show under you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I got a feeling the Lord is going to do something for you, so I'm going to definitely be in touch with you. So I just have to let the Lord lead and guide me, and that's why I always try to – I don't try to get ahead of God. And sometimes that's a problem, part of the problem, even as pastors. Sometimes we get ahead of God and think God is working things out for us. But no, you got to go through the whole process, and then you got to know his voice. He said, my voice. You know, my sheep know my voice and a stranger they will not follow. So I thank God for you. And who knows what the Lord is going to do for you through Blog Talk Radio. You never know. So I'm just going to keep in touch with you. And, again, we're going to have you come back out on a later date but as soon as the Lord says so you can complete part two of this message that you brought forth tonight.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole lot more
to it. It's a heart issue. It is a hard issue, and that's what it is. So right now, as we get ready to close out tonight's program, I'm going to ask all listeners to go into prayer with me once again. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again to give your name praise, glory, and honor for who you are. We thank you again for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. Neither one of us, we don't deserve it. We can't earn it. And there's nothing that we ever could have done to cause you to show such grace and mercy upon us that we don't deserve. So we just thank you for your grace, your mercy. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. sacrifice he made and for paying the ultimate price with his own blood so that we can be redeemed back to you, our Creator and our Heavenly Father, for those that are saved in his name. So we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for your man of God on tonight, Prophet Ray Flores. Continue to bless him, the works of his hands, and his pastor and the ministry that he's up under. Continue to bless that ministry, his pastor and his family. Continue to use them for your glory. And all those that are faithful listeners to this broadcast, continue to bless them, that they will continue to spread the word, that this ministry, this platform will grow to the level where you want it to be, Heavenly Father, that it will reach the entire world, that you will be glorified through it all is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, know that God loves you. I love you, too. Well, until the next time, and if he was going to play earlier, we still need to give God total praise. No matter what we're going through, what it looks like, God is worthy to be praised. Until the next time, good night.